Gene, your intros this week.
I did it last week, didn't I?
I know, it was supposed to be my week, you dickhead.
All right.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Charge Podcast. Today, we are with the Honey Clan.
Yo, fucking thank you, Lion. You saved me.
Lion just saved this man from going in.
Today, we are with the Honey Clan. I'm Lion, and this is the Tryout Podcast. Genie has lost his right to be host.
Yeah, that's valid, honestly. That's very valid.
Kang, are you going to say anything?
Hi. All I'm saying, hi.
We're just saying hi. Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
Well, I'm Kang.
Kang, since hi. Since you're the new one here, I got a very important question for you. 1 through 17.
I declined to answer.
Too bad. 1 through 17.
I like 13. 13 is a lucky number.
You like 13? All right. We're going to
Is that the pedophile one? Please be
no,
the
that's, no. No, it was... Oh. No, the pedophile one is like 7.
Oh,
no, man. he picked lawyer joke.
That's fair.
Oh, that's fair. All right,
then. Let's see how shitty we can get. 1 and K. Lion, 1 through 4.
I like 3.
Okay. We may have read this one before, but if not, if we have, do bad, and if we haven't, well, then it's a new one. Two alligators are sitting on the edge of a swamp. The small one turns to the big one and says, I don't understand how you can be so much bigger than me. We're the same age, we're the same size as kids, I just don't get it. Well, says the big alligator, what have you been eating? Lawyers, same as you, replies the small alligator. Well, where do you catch them? Down at that law firm at the edge of the swamp. Same here. How do you catch them? Well, I crawl under a BMW and wait for someone to unlock the door. Then I jump out, grab him in my jaws, and shake the crap out of him, and then I eat him. Ah, says the big alligator, I think I see your problem. By the time you get done shaking the crap out of the lawyer, there's nothing left but lips in a briefcase.
That was a shitty joke.
That's not that good.
It was not a good joke. No, I would rather listen to the one about Shrek again. Anyway, Lion, go at him.
Okay. So, those of you who are new here, hi, my name's Lion. So, we are in 3 different time zones, which makes planning recordings quite difficult. 4 different time zones. I thought there was a new person here.
Yeah.
Which makes planning recordings quite difficult. I'm not going to dox anybody's time zones here, right? But somebody's in the afternoon. Somebody's in, like, right... By now, it's basically the afternoon. And I'm on the West Coast. So, we had said that we were going to start filming at about 5 my time. So I woke up at 4:30. I was getting up and I was ready here. I was in this VC waiting for this podcast to start at 5. And I was the first member that is in this podcast here ready to go. And I am running on no sleep. I popped a Red Bull and caffeine doesn't even work on me. Genie set an alarm and slept through it.
No.
Pokey woke up with a chest pain, and King has left the show twice to go help out his brother. Okay? I am black. I run on CP time, and I'm still the most punctual here. We started filming 2.5 hours late.
It's only 1 hour and 50 minutes. What do you mean?
You know what? Sucks to suck. Just suck it up. It happens. Time zones. We like to sleep. I know. No, Genie likes to sleep.
Can I give my defense now?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
No, we just had a lawyer joke. You get no defense.
No. You have no defense.
No, okay. So, I did not sleep through my alarm. My phone still has a notification that says, your alarm is set and ready to go at 6 a.m. So, fuck my phone. Second of all,
don't fuck your
even
phone.
Even if I could have slept through my alarm, I definitely would have. Because I woke up this morning at 3:30 in the morning and could not go the fuck back to sleep. I swear to God, I could not go back to sleep. So I'm sitting there for like an hour, and I'm making sure my alarm is set and that thing is going to wake me up. And then I finally pass back out at 4 a.m. And I wake up at 7:50.
Me spamming him, telling him, hey, you're an hour late, get the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then the second we get done with test recordings, King has to go again.
Yep.
I was like, oh, you guys need to do test recording? Cool. I just got called.
You know, this is like normal stuff for the tryhards, though. Like, this is even dating back to when me and Poke would do Minecraft Live stuff. Like, I would, it's always me. I would always sleep in. Always.
Always. To be fair, though, we've never done an MCL thing this early. It was like noon with MCL, and even then you weren't awake on time.
Hey, we don't talk about the fact that I was always like, I was awake at 11 because I would be nocturnal, and then I would fall back. No, not even that I would fall back asleep. I wouldn't sleep. I would, my sleep schedule used to be like 8 p.m. to 11 a.m., and then I'd clock the fuck out.
If I could have driven at that time, I probably would have driven over and slapped you.
Yeah. I wouldn't have blamed you.
Anyway,
now that we got that out of the way, I told him, give me 2.5 minutes at the start to just vent out my anger.
You told him 2.5 minutes, but that'll work.
I'm upset, but we're here.
I'm upset. Good. I'm king.
We're here.
All good. That's it. Bye, guys.
there he goes. Okay.
I wanted the comedic effect of the PNG tuber lyric.
He actually left. That was beautiful. Anyway, Kink, you're new on here. What do you do? Other than not stream.
I do nothing. No, I cannot say that one.
the magic goddess in the sky said drugs.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The magic goddess in the sky said drugs.
Come on, Pokey, get the code word, damn it.
Magic goddess in the sky said drugs. That's fucking funny. No, but what do you actually do? Do you do anything?
I actually do. I'm a 24-hour certified simp.
You know what? That's fair enough. That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Facts, no copier, bro.
Oh,
there's nothing to know about me. I am just that.
Yeah, no, that's accurate. That's accurate. That's accurate.
The magical goddess is pleased with that response.
If you guys have seen the TTH clips, you have seen King probably once or twice before, because I think he's in a couple of them.
He's in quite a few.
And most of the time I'm yelling at him, specifically.
Yeah, that's normally accurate.
Yeah.
I don't know, there was that one that we were yelling at Gene the entire time because he was outside getting pummeled to death by Popeye the Sailor.
No, I was yelling at King.
You two were yelling at me. King was like, but it was funny too.
But it was funny.
It was funny, huh?
He was trying to make a joke.
I was trying to make a joke, and it was not funny. I got pummeled by Papa.
It was pretty funny to watch you just get decked across the map. I know. That was pretty funny.
I loved editing that and seeing your perspective of me just, boom, I'm gone.
It was beautiful. I was so glad we got that.
Yeah, I'm just standing there like, guys, what's going on? What's happening over here? Let's finish this world.
The lion was just inside the thing, ready to go. We're right at the exit.
I think that was unironically, the first time I've ever seen Lion mad. And it took me a bit to remember that, because I'm used to just thinking the first time I'd ever heard him get angry was whenever his Raze ult in Valorant wouldn't fucking go.
Oh, man. Okay, look. Valorant is one hell of a drug, okay? There's something, they put something in that game that makes you hate it and love it at the same time, man.
You can get as many as you just want. You just shite. You just want to make up excuses. You're just bad at it. I admit I'm shy. I know it. I'm born in the way of it. But I'm not making up excuses for it, man.
I just get upset when my ultimate doesn't work. My ultimate costs 8 points. And it doesn't want to work half the time, man.
I played that game once with y'all.
The magic goddess in the sky said the daddies are fighting.
Me and Poker just sitting here like, this is good content.
This is great. This is great. Keep going.
This is good content.
Anyway, so welcome back to the new Tryhards clips with Dragon Head King and Lion Blade.
Just fight each other to the death.
Next up, Sky Factory.
Have we ever talked about Sky Factory on this thing?
No, I don't think so.
That we have, because
that's actually kind of funny that we haven't.
Most of us on for it.
Yeah, that's sad.
Okay.
What are you guys even doing? Are you guys entertain us? Holy shit.
We talk about Xenoblade for an hour and then realize we had an entire topic list we didn't cover and rush through the rest of it. That's what happens.
Yeah, we did.
And then open a podcast once a year when Xenoblade news comes out. That's it.
They are nothing if not on brand.
Yeah. TTH, we only talk about Xenoblade.
As Lion
that should
said,
be like our slogan.
As Lion said, the tryhards, we don't even try hard on our podcast.
Yeah, that one's pretty funny.
How do we even like introduce Sky Factory into this without just going like, yeah, that was a fucked up time?
Okay, so
very easy set as a sky block. I am making
the magic goddess in the sky left when they heard of the word Sky Factory.
I make machinery. Genie makes heart wise. Pokey plays with his cock. Lion plays farmer simulation.
I know what joke you wanted to make.
He was like, nah, Pokey playing with his cock, that's good. Going with the other one, no, can't do that one. Can't do that one. I don't know if Spotify would kill us for that, but I think it'd be funny.
I think it would be funny. Anyways, you put four people on an island with nothing else to do but a set goal of an objective with really bad and fucked up humor. And really bad things come from it.
Yeah. And the things that comes out is a cow in a jar. Filled with little milk.
And Lion having a panic attack for four statues.
No. Two statues, one Mista Poke.
Yeah. There's three Pokies, man. That's everybody's worst nightmare is having three.
I know. I can barely deal with one of them. Like,
dude, I can barely deal with one of them. What do you mean?
Wasn't that time that the monkeys escaped and he also freaked out about it?
What? Yes.
Wasn't there something like that?
What?
We didn't have monkeys.
I missed this. What happened?
Something was in prison and it escaped or died. I don't know.
No.
Let's talk
about the LA.
Oh, wait. No, he's right. He's right. Because there was the Minecraft skin people.
Yeah, no, yeah, there we go.
Put the monkey in it. Yeah. They would have put the monkey in that out.
Dude, I forgot
That's
about that.
That's such a deep take, King. What the
heck? Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
How does King remember that?
That was
Oh, that was beautiful.
I don't know.
That was locked away in my memory.
Like forgot that those people existed.
We had like fucking like four of them inside of a fucking cage of just different people and a monkey. Like, what the fuck?
Different people and a monkey.
And a monkey.
Dude, I was like, we never had a monkey.
I was trying to figure this out, dude. I was like,
I'm over here trying to decipher if King is just like, his lack of English knowledge is just coming through and he forgot the word.
I just thought King was being racist again. I'll be completely honest with you. I thought that it was another lion statue he was calling a monkey. I didn't know.
Oh my god. Do we even have a lion statue on that island?
We did. Because I would go around and place them behind people.
That's right. We did.
Oh, yeah. I remember we would like place them on the house. Like it would be a statue, a lion statue, and a king statue, and we'd place it above Pokey's bed.
Oh my! I remember that one. Yeah. I remember the one where it just got fucking placed down in the middle of like bumfuck nowhere. We were just sitting like, what the fuck did this come from? And Lion was like, I don't know.
Yeah, and then it was me because I'm funny.
Comedic timing
is perfect.
Okay. Yeah, you are funny.
We're combining two seasons of Sky Factory. I just realized that because we did two seasons of it because the statues and the monkey cage were the second go round. The first time go round was the one with Gene underground with like the little tiny Gene. We also had the little tiny Gene doing the child labor with breaking the fucking cobblestone down. Oh god.
Yep, that's some Sky Factory.
That's Sky Factory right there.
Which we haven't been thinking about doing again.
We have been.
Yeah,
maybe it's just revamping in a way.
Maybe slightly. Because if we could maybe keep from completely breaking TOS, that'd probably be a good idea.
I think like edited down maybe 30-minute episodes for the tryhards would go hard.
I think we could do that.
Because
I'm okay with this.
Let's remember when we streamed them, right? That was like 2.5 to almost 6 hours of just straight Sky Factory. And all of us being unhinged.
Just completely unhinged going around.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's accurate.
So I think
brought out the worst in us.
Edited down 30-minute things might work for you guys.
Probably take like
none.
We cannot say that. Goddess, I apologize for not being a prophet of that word.
You, McWhat?
The magical goddess in the sky said something that we cannot say on this podcast.
Okay.
All
right.
So we're going to move swiftly past this.
We're going to move swiftly past that? We're going to move swiftly past
that? We are missing that booty.
All right. So are we going to talk about the agreement we made with Pogi?
Which one? Oh, are we talking about the Dokapon one?
No.
Okay,
that, agreement? That Gene, King, and I get to talk about Zelda for however long we want.
Oh, yes!
No, I actually want y'all to talk about this because it made make me buy the game.
And then Pogi gets to talk to Bidos about whatever bullshit game he likes.
It's probably
that has waifus and anime titties.
It's probably because it's Pokey.
Pikmin.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, guys, how'd you guys like Tears of the Kingdom?
I really enjoyed it.
You still haven't beat it?
Really?
That was actually gonna be like one of the first questions I asked is King, did you ever end up beating it? Because
No. Wow. Since last time I played it, I haven't touched it anymore.
Wow. Oh. Fair.
I just was like, eh. I will finish it eventually.
I think the biggest issue it had going for it was that it was almost too similar to Breath of the Wild and its map that I didn't want to go out and like explore anymore.
Oh, no,
that was my exact same thing.
Granted, it was a really big upgrade. Mm-hmm. And like cave system and the well system.
Yeah.
Were really cool. I loved that they kept the deep dark from us.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they were alluding that you know it was the sky that took so often. However, that's another issue I had was the sky didn't feel anywhere near as fleshed out as they claimed it was gonna be.
No.
Also, granted, I know that they were hiding. I now know they were hiding the deep underground from us because of the, and claimed it was the sky. But I wanted a little bit more sky.
One more like a Skyward Sword experience.
No, but maybe somewhere between the two. Because the only time I ever felt like I was in the sky was going for certain temples and the beginning. And other than that, I was either deep dark or on the surface map.
Yeah, really the only times you were in the sky was for like, what, 2 out of the 4 dungeon quests.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to upgrade your sage abilities, you would have to be in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Which granted, on a 100% playthrough, I would probably go out and do some more.
Oh yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, I haven't even 100%ed fucking Breath of the Wild yet. Okay. Yeah. So don't expect me to do the sequel if I haven't done the main. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, no. Honestly, I agree with the fact that the only thing holding it back was it was just copied and pasted like 50% of it from Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, which again is us really nitpicking the game, because Breath of the Wild was so good as well. Like it's not like they copied and pasted a bad game, but it's not a sequel in the same way that like Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time were sequels.
Right.
Where they were completely revamped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Tears of the Kingdom still held true to like what I loved most about the Breath of the Wild experience. Right, big open map, lots of new swords, lots of new dungeons, you know, new concepts that they did.
Yeah.
I don't like the champion abilities in Tears of the Kingdom.
No,
really.
But I liked the rune stuff, the Ultra Hand and
the character abilities equivalent to the rune thing. So is that these are different?
So
like the sage abilities and the champion abilities, like champion Breath of the Wild. So the sage abilities in Tears of the Kingdom are basically you get rewarded after you do the 4 main dungeons with a sage ability. And I'm not going to go into like too big of spoilers here, but like with one, you get like, oh, you get a gust of wind that'll help you go through the air. And like you get a water shield with a different one. Like, There's just different abilities that you can get from that. But the runes that you have Ultra Hand, where you can, like, pick stuff up. You have Ascend, which you can go through, like, floors and, like, ceilings. Specifically ceilings, not floors. There's just different ones. And those ones you get during the tutorial.
Yeah.
So like,
which, granted, are cool in theory. And I think that they did help in the game. But I'm just being honest with you. I can't think of any of their abilities that I used outside of their designated temple, minus the one that Genie just described.
Yeah, I really only used Ascend.
So like the
No. Not character abilities, Sage's abilities.
Sage abilities.
Are they like character abilities I use?
Are they like the stuff from Ocarina of Time, like the little crystal type thing then?
That you get the medallion?
Yeah, I guess medallion. I thought they were called blessings or something like that, but yeah. Where you get like small
The original small concept abilities. Of the medallion, yes, but not in the way that they won Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
Think of transformation masks and Majora's Mask.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are dedicated to temples. And you get them after the fact, you know?
Yeah, that makes a little bit more sense. I'm trying to understand this as someone who's never played Tears of the Kingdom and only played through like the beginning area of Breath of the Wild.
I was going to be like describing them in the way of champion abilities. I'm like, you never got a champion ability.
No, I got to the first city in Breath of the Wild and I have no idea, but I did play through a lot of Ocarina of Time, which is why I was able to like slightly go into that. And like, if you can equate something to Wind Waker as well, then I can understand that one. When you said the wind abilities and stuff like that reminded me of like some of the Wind Waker's actual songs for it and stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of. It's in a way kind of like a song, but in a little different. King, what was your take on Tears of the Kingdom? Why do you think you didn't get too into it?
The map was the same. Like the surface map was just the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, minor changes here and there, new buildings, whatever. But like. It's just basically the same. So it was like, I don't really want to go exploring that much. I went to go grab all of the dragon sigils thingy tier stuff, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
After that, I was like, yeah, okay, let's go do some side quests, some main quests, get a little bit more done, and it just never grasped me that much.
Yeah.
It's
right.
It's like, oh, cool, this monkey man is back, but like, I'm not gonna say. Actually, Google-wise, like, it's pretty bad, but, like, it wasn't just the same.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, don't get me wrong, like, I enjoyed the game still, as much as I played it. It didn't grasp me as much as Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm. And I do think that's at a detriment, because we loved and enjoyed so much of Breath of the Wild, right?
Right,
we
were just comparing
a lot. Breath of
the Wild. Again, you can't compare like silver to gold, right?
Yeah.
They're both precious materials and they both are great in their own right. But one is just like Breath of the Wild came first. It laid the foundation for what Tears of the Kingdom was. Mm-hmm. Tears of the Kingdom felt more like a massive DLC than a new game.
Yeah.
But that's in comparison to Breath of the Wild. If you take Breath of the Wild out of it, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's still a phenomenal game.
It's still a 10 out of 10, right? It's a 9.8 next to Breath of the Wild. But yeah. it's 10 out of 10 if you just put it on its own.
Like,
talking
that
like
was
IGN
probably...
9.8? Are we talking like...
like actual 9.8.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, is it like an IGN 9.8 where it's actually like a 6? Or like, what are we doing here?
No, like, I think I do understand what you're saying with that, though. And that brought up a great point where I was at a point with Tears of the Kingdom that I finished all of the, like, main dungeons and I did most of the main side quests. And I'm like... I don't have that same like love that I did for Breath of the Wild where I can explore after this. I'm just going to go fight the final boss and then just call it.
Yeah.
And then just call it.
And for me with Tears of the Kingdom, I only explored to see what was different.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got off the Great Sky Island, I went straight to the plateau.
Yeah, I did too.
Because I wanted to see what the plateau had. I wanted to see how they switched it up. I wanted to see if they changed it.
You want it to go like in the order of when you saw things in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was wondering like what happened with the towers. And the towers just became giant holes in the ground, which I thought was really cool and a good way to show that.
Yeah. But what I just didn't like is like the way I played the game was like I used the fuck out of the abilities, like the altar hand and like the making was the builds plan and like ascent. Like I was using it so much. It's just like I didn't do it I didn't play the game the vanilla way.
But like, I think I just
grabbed my hover bike and was like, you know what? I'm just gonna use this, get up there, done. I beat a dungeon entirely without a sage ability. It was like I can't progress. I need the sage. But
I do think that was Nintendo's way of kind of okaying it for us, though, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
because they've been so against glitches in their main story games. That the fact that they even allowed us to use glitches, right? Most of the things that they did were intentional. by them, by their standpoint, but still Nintendo being open-minded enough for the first time in ever, right, to give us that ability was super cool.
I did like how you didn't have to play the game the intended way with the abilities they gave you.
Right. You guys heard the story about Ascend, right?
What do you mean?
Ascend was a dev tool. It wasn't even meant to be in the final game. And really? Then and then they realized, they were like, hey, Ascend makes this game so much more fun. We should add it. And they had to talk about it. And I assume that they nerfed it just a little bit from what it was in the dev. But yeah, Ascend was originally a dev tool. It wasn't even meant to be in the game.
That's awesome.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, so Tears of Kingdom wasn't made with Ascend in mind, but because the devs loved it so much, they were like, you know what? Let's do it.
So does that mean that the extra like rune that you can get was originally in Ascend's place?
Probably.
Probably not, just because of how the storyline to get there and to get to auto the last one.
But does it mean that you could play through the entire game without using the Ascend ability?
Other than tutorial?
Probably.
Kinda, yeah.
Granted, nobody did, and I don't think anybody ever has.
Yeah.
Unless it was like some weird YouTube channel challenge.
Fuck it, I'll do it.
I mean, it only took people like a week to be like, all right, let's do blindfold runs. So.
Yeah.
People are blindfolding this game already?
Mm-hmm.
A week after a streamer by the name of Point Crow was routing a blindfolded route.
Yeah. I saw it and sent it to Genie. Was like, yo, Genie, check this mad lad out. Like,
yeah.
Wig, homie.
The all dungeon speedrun is already under 2 hours.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm a big Zelda speedrun fan, so I'm like in with a bunch of the OG guys who did Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask and stuff.
Yeah.
And most of them actually moved over to speedrun Tears of the Kingdom much more than they did for Breath of the Wild.
Really?
So I guess from a speedrunner's perspective, people enjoy Tears of the Kingdom maybe more.
Well, I feel like that's fair, because with Breath of the Wild, it was, if you're not doing like a glitch percent, like it's gonna suck.
Yeah, no.
I think it's gonna take a while. But even with Tears of the Kingdom, since there aren't many abusable glitches, at least for speedrunning, it was just easier to get into, I guess. Like, you didn't have to learn, like, frame-perfect input BTBs or how to win bomb type thing.
Unless you're doing the 1.0 stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Because on launch, Tears of Kingdom was so much more fun.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It wasn't even duping for me. Did you guys see the one where, like, if you create a box while you're in it, you just go flying?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I love that.
I always love Nintendo's like underestimate of like speedrunners in their games.
Yeah, and like how fast they'll find a glitch,
And how fast they will abuse it.
And to be fair, it's not like it was a weird thing for them to underestimate it, because with Breath of the Wild, it took them like a year to find wind bombing.
Yeah.
Did they ever patch out wind bombing? Or is it still
a thing? No. Wind bombing is still a thing in current patch.
After a year of it, they're like, nope, that's intended. That's for sure intended. We would have never done that.
That is intended use.
They did patch it out in Tears of the Kingdom, as well as BTBs and most other glitches.
Yeah. I found it interesting how they patched out BTBs, because I was, I'd always been curious, like, okay, will it still exist? So whenever I went to the Bokoblin spot, I'm going to test it. And whenever I went there and I tried to do it, I just noticed how when you try to, it just phases you through them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's a creative way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Looked up the leaderboards for this thing, and the best speedrun for any percent pre 1.2.1 is 43 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And 90% of that is just tutorial section, because that is insanely long.
Tutorial section, I believe so. I could be wrong in that specific speedrun, but usually they skip the first 4 minutes of the run, which is straight tutorial. It's the one where you spawn with all the hearts and the sword.
Yeah, I wouldn't assume they'd count that. I assume they'd count that whenever you wake up in the Sky Island.
But there is a glitch that people use, and they have to start there.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Message Not Found, and it like spawns a Master Sword.
Oh.
Into the Great Sky Island. and that Dazzler Sword can be duped, and it has infinite damage, or it has stacked damage.
Interesting.
Okay, then.
Again, 1.0 and 1.1 are broken.
So when are you guys going to be speedrunning this? Like, you guys going back and forth with this? I want to see.
I don't have a modded Switch, so it'll be 1.2s. And
can you not?
Like, are we doing like a first to beat type thing?
I would be down.
So if you're doing 1.2, the one to beat is an hour. However, right now, if you get any score at all, you're on the leaderboard in the top five.
Guys, I'm just gonna go submit my playthrough from Twitch.
Yeah.
have a 12-hour speed run on top.
12-hour speed run, hell
top
yeah.
Top 5!
Top 5!
I want to see one of y'all's names up on this leaderboard in the next week. Come on now.
Yeah. Within the next week? Get fucked.
Next week, come on now.
Nah. That's why we do Hollow Knight. Me and Genie.
Dude, okay. You are setting up for a bad time there, man. I haven't played Hollow Knight in a minute.
Haven't you been wanting to get me to play Hollow Knight, Gene? Isn't that on our list?
That is on our list of stuff that I need to get you to play. And I'm mainly waiting to do anything Hollow Knight because we're still waiting on Silksong. And I'm like, I'm so mad about that. But also, apparently, there's been, a new teaser for it. So.
Is that that's the sequel, right?
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Sweet.
Okay, collection. Everyone's going to play Celeste.
Do not make me go through that pain again. Do not make me go through that pain again.
Come on, it's an easy game.
I'll do it.
Nuh-uh.
Easy game?
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. Not our podcast title.
Damn it, King.
Put a pipe sound in. Let's go.
But for those of you who have not play a Tears of the Kingdom yet, and you're watching this somehow, and or your name is Pokemon X 9, would highly recommend any of the Switch Zelda games, honestly.
So yeah. With Breath of the Wild, that is one that I think at some point Gene's going to be bringing me through.
Mm-hmm.
So I will finally be beating that game, hopefully. Yeah. But that's a down the line thing. We already have our next 2 LPs planned, so we're already working through to get this stuff going.
Damn, you guys actually working? Sheesh.
We have a list of games we want to play, and if I'm not mistaken, Breath of the Wild's near the top of that of ones that I'm playing. So what we're wanting to do is a couple of them. What we're gonna do is Gene is gonna play games that I like, and I'm gonna play games that Gene likes.
Yeah,
and we're gonna like commentate over each other's.
It's like Game Grumps, but one of us already knows the game entirely.
Yeah. So, like, he's having me play Hollow Knight. I'm having him play some of the Paper Mario series.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to you going through Paper Mario series. We're not doing anything past Sticker Star.
Okay. You know what? That's fine, then. That's fine.
Yeah. I will drag you. So, we can do Super Mario RPG, Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door, and Super, and that's it.
Yeah.
Not making any of us go through Sticker Star except Lion.
for 5 seconds.
Yeah, Lion gets to go through Sticker Star so I can play, so I can build him something in Minecraft.
You know, it's the small sacrifices we have to make for the greater good.
That's not a small sacrifice. That game's so shit.
Well, I think our Tears of the Kingdom rambles are done. I do believe it is probably still one of the best Zelda games. It just has a really good old brother. You know what I mean?
I still want them to make Wind Waker.
That's such a good way of saying it.
I want them to make Wind Waker. I want Wind Waker on the Switch.
I want Wind Waker and TP on the Switch. I really do. And they've ported basically every other Wii U game onto the Switch. So I'm
except
surprised
they don't
like
X.
Yeah, but no one likes
it. Pokey. Do you really expect them to port that game that has had one of the biggest video game maps at the time of its release ever?
Yes.
To port that to the Switch?
Yes.
Breath of the Wild can barely run on that whenever you're in the Korok Forest.
If the Wii U can run Xenoblade X, I expect the Switch to be able to handle it.
To be fair, that is a valid point.
Yeah.
But also, Pokey's the only man I know that owned a Wii U, so. His opinion is void.
I still have it. I will still play that. I will play that. I will go use it right now. Well, not right now. We've still got...
I was going to say, we have...
We still gotta get a bit of time here for shit. I'm actually surprised y'all did not ramble on about the Tears of the Kingdom as long as I expected.
Like, I mean, we could still keep going, but it's just the fact of there's nothing new to say about Tears of the Kingdom that I wouldn't already say about Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's one thing I would say, right? If you're saying you never played Breath of the Wild and you say, I'm going to play Tears of the Kingdom as the first game, I would say I slap you in the face and start with Breath of the Wild first, because you would lose on so much lore if you played Tears of the Kingdom one and then go to the other one.
Yeah,
because it's so much interaction is based upon the first game that you would just not understand it.
Honestly, though, I do think it stands enough on its own, because they don't refer to too much that Link did in the past. Granted, some places, like key places, do.
Yeah.
But like in the throughout the overworld, you would think that Link was just another guy.
Well, to them, he was in Breath of the Wild. They didn't really know much about him. They just knew that the Calamity was gone.
Yeah.
I would say also, if you guys are getting like burnt out from how the world looks too much like Breath of the Wild, starting out with Tears of the Kingdom, if you don't plan to play Breath of the Wild, is not actually a bad idea.
It's not. And honestly, I would recommend Tears of the Kingdom more than Breath of the Wild at this point of time.
Yeah.
Unless you have a Wii U and that's your only console, in which case, please either buy a Switch or just go pick up Breath of the Wild.
Honestly, why did you buy a Wii U in the first place, first and foremost?
Because I wanted the Nintendo games. I wanted Pikmin 3. I wanted to play Xenoblade X, and then found out I didn't like it as much at the time.
So I wanted Nintendo. I liked the idea of the... So I shared a room with my dad for the first 18 years of my life, right?
Yeah.
And so I liked the idea of having a console that I didn't have to hog the TV from, right? Yeah. I had a Wii at the time, but I could never play it because he was always in there watching his TV, and I couldn't be like, hey, you know? So I did like the idea of like the TV mode, you know, on the handheld.
Yeah, the handheld.
But it was never a big enough selling point for them to get me one.
If you wanted to play your Wii that badly, so the weird thing is the gamepad has a Wii sensor bar built into it, and you can actually play Wii games straight off the gamepad.
Yeah.
So you could have played your Wii on it. I did like that because I used to bring my little Wii U gamepad out into the living room because my room was right next to it, and I'd just sit there and I'd play like. It wasn't Wii Bowling. I used to play Skyward Sword while just sitting there.
Yeah. And granted, it probably would have worked. But it was never a big enough selling point for me to be like, to get a whole new console. Because they didn't even buy me my Wii. My Wii was a gift for one of my birthdays, which was a secondhand Wii, because it was my older brother's who didn't want it anymore. So they gave it to me.
I don't remember what the actual game was that sold me to get a Wii U, because it wasn't either of the two games I mentioned. I just ended up getting one because I was like, this is it's a cool console. I want to pick up the new Nintendo console. Then it ended up only being used for like whenever like I would go visit my sisters, or like me and Gene would go visit my sisters and stuff like that. Because like that was the only time we could get multiplayer going on anything, and that was the best part about any Nintendo console was just the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting down and like playing multiplayer games with people around you was always my favorite part about having a Nintendo console over like any of the others.
For sure. Yeah. Like peak DS, like Mario Kart,
Mario Party.
Even Smash a little bit. Even though I didn't like the 3DS Smash.
Sitting down and playing like the GameCube one though, like I'm sure Gene has some small memories of this as well. Like sitting down and playing that one, even though most of us were probably crap with it at the time, is so fun. Yeah. Even the Wii U one was fun.
It was. Yeah. The only thing that I had that was like big memories from whenever we would all play Smash was just how you would, even though none of us knew what we were doing, you'd still beat the shit out of us.
Well, I was sitting there knowing how to play the game at least a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm over here like, ooh, is this button due for like the 8th time?
Yeah.
Then we Genie picked up characters he recognizes, like, oh, I know this guy.
I played Link, to my knowledge.
Yeah, you played Link most of the time. I was the Pokemon kid, that makes sense for my name. My sisters would always play the princesses, or one of them played Pichu a lot.
I think that was the younger one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the younger one played Pichu a lot.
Yeah.
I got worried there. I thought you were actually going to say the name. I was like, oh, shit.
No. I wasn't. I'm not going to dox your sister.
Do not dox my siblings. That doxes me. My face is already potentially going to be out there at some point.
It's Okay, you know what? Never mind.
I'm not gonna
fan that fire.
I guess to simply transition us into something else that probably isn't on the sheet you guys have, but it came up while we were talking. King.
What up?
What do you think the next Nintendo console is gonna be? And or look like? Because Switch has been out, what, 7 years now?
Hasn't been
would do for a new console.
Wasn't it leaked?
Was it?
I think the Switch 2 was leaked.
I trust no link from Nintendo, no leaks from Nintendo.
Fair enough. Honestly, I don't even know. I mean, I don't think it would be a handheld, because if they're gonna get more new games, they need more power. And if they do the handhelds, that it definitely needs more power, so it might just be more chunky and whatever. Okay, or it needs to be something like a Steam Deck.
So the Switch runs off of an NVIDIA Tegra processor, which there is two generations new out of, both of which can do the things like the new graphics card can, like DLSS, which would be great for a handheld, so you could do the upscaling and stuff that would get it to like 4K like people want so badly, or at least 1080p that runs smoothly. So I do think they could still keep the Switch's form factor and not have to make it too much chunkier, because they don't require more power or like more cooling for them. It's just an architecture switchover.
Yeah. I mean, it could work. I don't know.
I don't think... does anyone else here think that they're just going to stick with the Switch's like form factor type dealio forever?
I think they will.
I don't know forever.
Maybe not forever, but for like the future,
the next two generations,
next couple generations, like they're gonna keep with the handheld idea, because handheld just works so well.
Yeah, and it is it is Nintendo's niche to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like the 3DS was like their biggest thing during the Wii U era. Right. The DS is one of the biggest selling consoles of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like keep the standalone consoles to companies like Sony and Microsoft. Like, just stick with your handheld.
Well, because Nintendo's never gonna beat them at their own game, right? They're not. No. They're not gonna make a more powerful, cheaper thing, because they don't need that.
No,
like,
they don't.
All of their games run perfectly on their software, because it's built around their software.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly.
I wouldn't say perfectly, but I mean it once, but.
Runs perfectly. Please look at the new Pokemon game.
It's good enough, unless you're the Pokemon team for whatever reason.
Yeah, for some reason, the Pokemon team is just sitting here like, what do we do with this? Meanwhile, Monolith's like, I'm just going to fucking shred this.
Because the Zelda team just works, man. I don't know what it is with the Zelda games, but they just work.
So that's Monolith. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Monolith Soft makes the like engine and stuff for Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom.
Ah, okay. I got you. You're much more of a nerd than I am when it comes to these things. So
they also made Splatoon.
Ah.
Monolith made Splatoon?
Yeah, Monolith made a part of Splatoon. They did the story side.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They actually worked really hard on those games. Monolith makes so much good stuff. They could do no wrong right now.
Monolith is the MOBA of the gaming world.
They're going to get canceled now.
They're going to get canceled.
Because you said this.
They tried to get... So people tried to cancel them over Xenoblade 2.
Really?
The characters being overly sexualized.
Oh.
Hold on. I'm getting a message from the great goddess in the sky.
You're getting a message from the great goddess in the sky?
They said, I'm Pokey, and I'm a nerd. Right.
Why'd you have to bring that Niall voice?
I was about to say, you sure that wasn't Niall?
No, but Niall just wanted to have a moment, okay?
That's fair. Never mind.
This is taking
no further questions.
This long to ask. Whenever y'all say the goddess in the sky, are you talking about Shrek?
No.
Okay, because he's above us. He's just staring up at us, man.
No.
Oh.
The goddess
is offended.
You have disrespected the goddess, and the goddess will rain wrath upon your house.
I hope so.
It'll be more pink.
Oh, okay, now I know.
Okay. Wait, did you really not understand it this entire time?
No, so I understood the first time, and I was just sitting here like, I don't see anything. Where the fuck are y'all getting this from? And then I was like, wait, are they talking about Shrek at like 5 minutes ago? And then it's like, no, I was right the first time. I shouldn't have fucking corrected myself. Great.
The great goddess in the sky is only speaking to us through Minecraft terms.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Okay.
I wanted to go the whole podcast without having to explain this You better cut this part out.
This part better leave, bro.
Just remind me whenever I'm editing it, I'll cut it out. This is coming out in a week. It's fine. I was literally sitting here confused, like, where the fuck is this coming from? What are you talking about? And I'm looking through, like, Discord and shit, and I'm like, there's nothing here. What the fuck? I didn't even think about Minecraft.
Wow, you care so less about Minecraft? God damn, how dare you?
I was just thinking I was losing my mind over here.
Crazy? No.
Crazy?
No, nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
I was looking at once.
No!
The rats can be crazy.
Anyway.
I was crazy once. They locked me in a room.
Why the fuck did they lock you in a room?
Full of pokies. Pokies make me crazy.
I was crazy once. They locked me in a ravine. A ravine full of my heads. The heads make me crazy.
I'm not crazy.
The great god in the sky once said, "Don't tempt me. I'll unmute and do the crazy." Anyways, moving swiftly on. I do think that Switch 2 is probably still going to be around the same form factor, maybe a little bit larger in a sense.
If they do a Steam Deck sized Switch, I think people are going to be upset.
Yeah.
It's too big. I've held the Steam Deck once. It's fucking huge.
Massive, what may I say.
Well, to be fair, though, the Switch wouldn't really need that, would they? Like, that's for Steam games. That shit needs quite a bit of power.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to be fair,
I do think a bigger screen, maybe well, slightly bigger than
OJ's
the...
OJ's not coming to the Switch.
I was going to say, King, if you were playing OJ on a Steam Deck, I think we got problems.
I wanted one to play Holocure on it.
Pokey's the type of man to buy a Steam Deck to play OJ in bed.
Yeah, I know you would.
I wanted one to literally just play Holocure on. I'm not joking.
You know, a game that is literally...
It's VTubers, man. Why do we put it past them?
It's fucking the VTubers.
There's very few things I put past Mr. Poke, and when it comes to his VTubers, nothing surprises me anymore.
There's a deck of cards beside me. Of course, nothing's past me.
I guess
your vacuum is literally named after one.
You leave Gura alone.
It's a shark. What do you expect him to name it?
You leave Baby Gura alone.
I don't know. What was that? What was that shark from Finding Nemo?
I'm not Bruce? Naming it Bruce.
Bruce.
That's the name of the stick fact.
Bruce.
That's the name of the stick fact.
The stick fact's name is Bruce.
That's funny. What's the next topic on the list of the guys that have the
we actually sat down and only have like three topics. So we're just spitballing here. One of which I'm not even sure how we would get into, which is how the fuck we got here.
Oh, the origin story of this version of the Honey Clan.
Yeah.
Hey, OG members, you wanna start this one off?
No OG members, so
Mr. Pokes, he got a random inkling to join a Minecraft server, and after playing on that Minecraft server for a bit, he looked at me and he said, "Hey man, want to join?
You want to join the Minecraft server?"
I said, "Yeah," and then I moved to a hill right across from him,
right behind my house.
Yeah, and the Emerald Kingdom was born.
Yeah, that was the Emerald Kingdom's birthplace.
Yep.
King, how do they get you to join GLAAD?
GLAAD?
Yeah.
I think it was the same way I was just
Hey man, I found a Minecraft server. You want to play some Minecraft? sure, I will see. Maybe I will join off a couple
of I'm not mistaken, this was... So, King, you and I had actually done a Minecraft just you and me like a bit ago.
That could be.
And then we both stopped playing for a bit and I was like, hey, you want to hop on for a bit? Like, just hop on and chill for a bit? But before all that, it was just me and Gene going around. We decided to make a group called the Emerald Kingdom with like a secret name of the Honey Clan.
No, it just started the Hive. The Hive of the Emerald Kingdom.
Yeah, that was the full name of the area, was the Hive of the Emerald Kingdom, or Thotek.
Yeah.
And then we went around just distributing honey to people a bunch of times. We kept directly...
Anonymously. Completely
anonymously.
We kept
directly trying to... give it to Lion. You had a group of people. You want to talk about them?
Yeah. So on this GLAADcraft server, shout out GLAADcraft, my hut, the homie Baz, who now goes by Grayson.
Nice.
Said a homie for real. So I was on a server prior to this called Sondu SMP, which I will not speak any ill of, but Pokey will.
We nuked that server.
No, we.
I nuked that server.
No, we.
I went on there.
We speaking French?
I went on there and destroyed everything I could. Yeah. It was beautiful. I was so happy.
But the homie Liz Joy Live, who is a published poet,
who is beside me.
Yeah, Pokey has the book of physically. I actually have the Google Doc. Fun fact.
Ooh, yeah. That's cool.
Shout out Liz. So I met her on Sondu, and she typed in chat and said, "Hey, can anybody help me? I found a zombie villager and I want to cure it so I can get cheap books." Prior to this fact, I never cured a zombie villager, but also Liz never had either. So none of us knew what we were doing, and she didn't understand that you can like refresh the trades. So she just had like I legitimately think it was a fire protection one, zombie villager. That she just kept in a cave in the middle of nowhere.
Oh no.
That was hilarious. Oh, no. But that was our bonding moment. And then I saw that she was streaming off of a Mac. I was like, oh, for honey.
Ah.
But then was so then we spent time together and we just talked and chilled. And so it's been a couple weeks and I was pretty much done with Minecraft, right? I was in a bad place mentally. And Liz hits me up and goes, "Hey, I joined this really cool Minecraft server from TikTok. You don't have to join it if you're not ready to, but I thought I'd send the invite." So I said, "Yeah, sure, send me the IP, I'll go check it out if I have time." I join it and day one, we have a knockback stick fight. Knockback 1,000 stick fight on the top of the homie wholesome base. It was amazing. We had maybe six of us all with overpowered steaks and fish, and I think I even had a piece of raw beef.
Funny.
And yeah, it was amazing. I was like, you know what? I like this energy. I like these people out here. I'm going to play it some more. And so Liz and I, because we were really close, we wanted to have like a fun lore thing, right? So we came up with the Flower Mafia because we had the Essentials plugin, which allowed you to do slash hat. And as the goddess in the sky will attest you to, I will not play on a Minecraft, on a vanilla Minecraft server without essentials because I need to put a flower on my head.
Is the one on your head in the new one?
Not often because I like my helmet. It gives me water breathing. But yes, I still carry around a flower.
A flower when I said once.
Yes. I was going to say, do we need to custom make you a flower at some point?
We'll talk about it then.
We'll talk about it. Okay.
Right. And we had this whole idea fleshed out where like we would drop flowers off at people's houses, like in front of the houses, but each one of the flowers had a different meaning. Whether they were an ally, an enemy, if we were going to rob them or prank them, every one of the flowers meant a different thing.
Did y'all ever drop off one at our base?
We never got that far in the lore. I'll keep it a complete buck 50 with you.
Gotcha.
We had it planned out. It was going to be a wither rose. If anybody ever found a wither rose in their house, it was kind of a sign to show you, like, hey, you got to move. But life happened, right?
Yeah.
And so one night, I hop on, and this was just before I think Liz and I started the pit.
Yep.
Which I think is still one of my favorite Minecraft builds I've been a part of. And Liz goes, "Hey, I met this guy named Pokemon Rocks 9, and he's really wholesome and funny. Word for word, bar for bar, I promise you, that's what she told me. She
really
lied to me.
Wholesome and
really
funny.
Wholesome.
I will never forgive her for telling me this, by the way. But she messaged me and said, I met this guy in Pokemon Box 9. He was really wholesome and funny, and he dropped off some honey. They're the Honey Clan. And I think that it'd be a really cool idea to ally us with the Honey Clan because we're the Flower Mafia. It just made sense. I was like, that's kind of cute. All right, I'll see what's up. And so the next day, Pokey's running around, jumping around, right? And he has this little tiny house. I think this was after the 2 week break you and Genie took.
Yep.
For whatever reason at the time, yeah. Right? So he's only an iron armor. I think you might have had a diamond pickaxe, but it was unenchanted at that point.
Yep.
So I TPA'd him. I open the shulker box filled with god gear, and I drop him off. Was it four or six netherite ingots?
It was four netherite ingots.
I dropped him off four netherite ingots, leave a sign that said, "Don't forget who gave this to you," and then left, vanished. like a thief in the night.
He did.
Which I think is one of the funniest lore moments I've ever had with anybody. I loved that moment. I loved that moment.
Don't forget who gave this to you, fucking Batman's out of there.
Yep. I love this moment. It's one of my favorite things. And then that was it. That was the first interaction me and Pokey had, I believe.
Yep, up until this point. That was our first interaction up until there was the Colosseum type thing.
Mm-hmm. Which was the same day.
Yeah, it was the same day.
I went to the Colosseum after that.
You went to the Colosseum. I went with you at some point, and somehow we ended up chasing Cactus down and like beating him with the fucking knockback sticks, because somehow I had one at some point.
I think I passed one to you. I was like, hey.
You probably stopped and passed one to me, and I just kept running and hitting him with it.
Yep. And so I went undefeated in the pit. So everybody kind of knew on Glad like not to mess with me, because I had the best armor, best gear, best swords, best everything. And so everybody kind
of the fact that y'all wanted to ally with us, like just because of the honey thing, means that me and Jean's thing worked well.
Yeah,
because that was our whole plan.
We're gonna drop this off at the Flower Mafia. And hopefully they understand it.
Hopefully they understand this.
I think we did give you guys flowers, actually.
Because, see, that's just the thing. I remember seeing a flower in my house at one point.
It may have been in Jean's. I don't think I had one in mine. It may have been in the basement. That may have been it.
I might have placed them somewhere. It would have been in front of your house, or then left just a chest with a flower in it.
Wait, no, we did. We did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember there being a chest at one point.
Yeah, there was
because you guys only used bales at that point, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe it was one or the other. I think. And it was either me or Liz that did it, or I probably did one and Liz did the other.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. This was also before you guys relocated, right? Because I know that there was two.
Yes.
Hives.
Because... We relocated upon King joining us. Actually, whenever King joined, We relocated to the big mountain biome kind of thing, because we needed room for all three of us now.
Mm-hmm.
King and had his base there. That was. So... Did you ever finish it, King?
Me?
Did you ever finish your base?
A house? I finished a wolf.
Okay.
King's house reminded me of that SpongeBob episode when he's going crazy because he can't go back to work, and so he has the chest without a roof. He has to go to crab without a roof, so he can cook in the back. Yeah. That's what King's house always reminded me of.
I just couldn't be asked to make a roof. What's wrong about it?
Okay. You're too busy with other things to make a roof.
Too busy. Yeah, we were too busy making a huge ass potato farm and automating smelting it.
We're not there yet. So then after, I believe it's the same day actually, after I go undefeated in the pit, I get in a VC with Pokey. I'm like, hey Pokey. I was like, hey Pokemon Max 9, you remind me of my first game attack, Pokemaster 218.
Oh, this is us running around the circle.
Yeah.
For an hour.
I was talking to him and I was like, hey, what was your favorite Pokemon games? Did you enjoy this game? And so the pit was like maybe about a 50 by 60 hole.
Yep.
About maybe 30 or 40 blocks a day, right? And we're just jumping around the pit on top of the mountain for about an hour and a half, doing just nothing talking but talking about Pokemon. Pokemon.
I lived up to Watch my name streaming. For once. Yeah. I streamed it. There used to be a VOD of this. I don't think it exists. Wait, no, it does, because I was streaming on YouTube at the time.
YouTube.
That VOD does exist somewhere. Yep. Hey, Gene, you may be able to get some clips out of that.
Oh, yeah.
And so this was mine and Pokey's first legitimate interaction. That wasn't me being very intimidating towards him, because I was going for like not the heel character, but kind of like a heel character.
Going to wrestling terms now? Damn.
Again, I'm undefeated in the pit, man. Somebody's got to hate me.
I do.
We already knew that one, King.
Yeah, King. I've known that since we met, man.
I mean, come on.
So then
we moved over to our new area, and I think I'm in the middle of building my base whenever you get to interact with King for the first time on stream. No, mm-hmm. we're building the Queen Bee's castle. That's what we were building.
Yeah, it was when we were building the Queen Bee stuff.
And I'm building this fucking thing. And Lion just makes a fucking wonderful joke, because someone donated saying surprise butt sex for $1. And then
whoa, guys, three's a crowd.
That is his first interaction with King.
Yep.
Is us just dying laughing because someone donated surprise butt sex and Lion's like, hey, yo, I don't think I should be here for this, guys. They, you know what they say, three's a crowd.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I've always kept my streams on my side,
yeah,
of my platform, PG-13 at the bare, at the farthest, right?
Yeah.
I will never go above that on my streams.
How's that gone now that I've been there?
On my streams, personally, I'm good. Your streams... X.
Mine might as well be on a different platform.
Your stream would get demonetized on X, okay? That's a different story.
My streams would get banned off of any website. Let's go.
Except Twitch somehow.
Yeah, somehow Twitch did not.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my first interaction with King was going to be like, whoa, wait a second, guys. I shouldn't be here for this. And then... I don't know why I even ever started farming potatoes. I don't think I was a fan of Technoblade at this point in time, so I can't even testify it to him. I think that I just wanted to have an abundance of food because I kept running out of food.
You had a big potato farm, like a decent one down underground, and then like an auto smelter.
Yeah, and at that, an auto smelter, and then an automatic cactus farm because I needed green dye for carpet.
Yeah,
and I couldn't be bothered to ask for to go get carpet to go get cactus again. So I just made a giant cactus farm.
As you do,
which is the only reason I've ever made a cactus farm, really. So Pokey comes over and he sees my double chest filled of cooked potatoes, and he goes,
Gene.
You know. I think me and Gene could probably do better than this.
No, I just literally said, Gene, we're losing the potato war. What is this?
Yep. And that started what was probably the worst
thing for all of us. Our life.
Actively hated that point in time, and I wasn't even involved.
So King and I and Lion and someone who's being quiet.
The goddess in the sky.
The goddess in the sky. We're all going really hard on this fucking potato war. King built this big fucking thing that just harvested a shit ton of potatoes for us. And I'm sitting down here making this tiny little, like, I made a bread maker.
Yep.
And I made that.
No, I don't think people understand when you say that this was a big deal for you guys. When me and Poke were in, we were hanging out in person, and he calls his mother to adjust his character in Minecraft.
Put me back on the potato farm.
Put me back on the potato farm.
Because King messaged me and was like, hey man, you logged out? So I called my mom and I'm like, hey, I need you to get onto the game. I need you to get my character back in place and hit F3 plus T because we need to get this going again.
I can't express how hilarious it was for me.
Because you had to message King.
Because I had to message King and be like, that isn't Pokey, by the way, that's his mother.
Hey, King, what was your contribution to the farms? Because I don't think I've ever got to hear what you exactly did.
I made
did.
The farms.
I know what Pokey did.
I made the above and underground farms all like, just like, did it like halfway automated kind of vibes? You that's know, all what I did. I just built farms and I just harvested them.
You know the server crashers that we made? The ones that were like almost from Bedrock straight up? That was King.
Yeah.
King, that's insanity. Actually.
That was King's build, was that right there. And we were so happy that when we finally hooked them all up, it did crash the server.
Yeah.
So, I guess from my perspective on this war now, right?
Yeah.
The Honey Clan declared war on me. And at the time, I wasn't going to take it as hard as I did, right?
Yeah.
I think I tripled my farming collection, which again wasn't massive in size yet. Yeah, I just tripled.
You were doing the left and right bread maker type dealio, where you sit there
and then
doing
I did that for a little bit, realized that I couldn't get enough bones, and didn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I had a little secret weapon, right? I had what's called a British girl with no school, and so. We have an 8-hour time
correct
difference.
That I was actually in school, but I was doing part time.
She got us in the sky. You're not supposed to speak.
The goddess in the sky. Yes, in the sky. You're spoken. You're spoken.
There's an 8-hour time difference between us, right? So we basically guaranteed that one of us would be on the server farming potatoes at all points of the day. But there's a check-in point, right, that we had about a week in that me and Pookie had, right?
Yeah.
And at this point in time, we were losing the war. It was only by maybe 10 double chests. And yeah. And that was the metric that we were using.
I like the fact that we had a way to count them because me and I set up a lantern system to count how many double chests we had full.
Yeah, the silo system. Oh, my Lord.
And then at that point, as soon as I learned that we were losing, I doubled it in an overdrive.
Yeah.
I quite literally, so I tripled the first farm, right, for the first week. After that, I legitimately 10 times what I had already. 20 times what I had already, because I did it on both sides. I moved my house for this war. I moved the house.
That was really awkward during the Iona stuff.
Because the goddess in the sky had a plug with the admins on the server who I could actually do things. Because Pokey and I were both moderators.
Yeah.
So we could do a little bit. You guys can talk about the time you almost got banned after the story. But so because we had people on our side. Oh, rewind. The biggest betrayal of the potato war was when I TP'd the Baz and she was AFK.
At our potato farm?
At your potato farm. Because I thought that they were on my team. Mm-hmm. Because of the Flower Mafia stuff. And I go over there and they're AFK in your guys' potatoes. And I've never been more upset at Baz in my life. I think the goddess in the sky will attest. I think because Baz was helping both sides, it made us upset. It made us more upset. It made us want to farm some more. Yep. Goddess in the sky was heartbroken. But
completely heartbroken.
We had done, I had asked for MCMO because up until this point, I actually had never played MCMO. I've never tried it. And there was a Minecraft server way back when that was called How to Minecraft that the pack did. And, some of those guys did way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
And they had MCMO. So I always wanted to try it, but I never got an opportunity to. So I had the admins put on MCMO. Now, what we didn't realize was that Fortune plus MCMO levels was broken. Absolutely yep. Insanity. So we ditched the original redstone idea, and I built a three layer wide of 8x64 blocks of potato farms.
Yeah.
Where when two people were farming, by the time you started and got to the top, the bottom was already ready to be harvested again. Because I was mentally ill.
Is this where we talk about how we almost got banned trying to copy this?
Oh, and the goddess in the sky wants us to talk about how much math they did. So it's 3 a.m., okay? it's 3 a.m. And stuff. I just learned that Fortune, that how broken Fortune MCMO is, right? So I'm trying to do the mental math in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so we get about approximately 4 potatoes a harvest. We can harvest as many times in an hour. We'll maybe get about 100,000 in an hour. And Deus goes, I'll double check your math when, you know, after class or something, right? I get a text 2 hours later. I'm asleep at this point. And she goes, and the goddess in the sky calls me an idiot and says my numbers are wrong because I think I was within 20,000 away from 100. It was like 121,000.
That's still amazing, though.
The goddess in the sky can double check those numbers and will get back to us. And she was so legitimately upset that I got the things wrong. And I was like, it was 3 a.m. I didn't use a pen and paper. I didn't use a calculator. I did it all just in my head. I was like, me being 20,000 off from that, I'm going to take it. It was an estimate for sure. It was a guesstimate. But it was close enough for me to understand the numbers at the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, Deus did so much math and so much timing for us, which was amazing. And I don't think I would have gotten it. And they reached a point where we knew we were so far ahead. But we were closer to 1 million than the Honey Clan was to us.
Yep.
So we were like, we want to get 1 million potatoes. And I think we ended it with 1.4.
That's awesome.
Which was
I think amazing. We ended with 128 double chests was our number.
The goddess in the sky says that we did it with Fortune. It was tested. And we get about 17.81 double chests in an hour.
Yeah.
So we would about double that.
Yeah, that was where we got screwed there. But we did eventually attempt to copy that. But we also didn't feel like sitting there and doing it, so we tried to do the thing of automating it.
Yeah.
our way of automating potato farming was baritone, which was me sitting there, setting it up to where we had a giant room of potatoes with, like, hopper mine carts below them to collect all of them. Filling up our inventory and going around with this fucking hoe with fortune on it and setting baritone to do farm.
Yeah.
However, at this time, the admins were testing an anti-cheat, which we were setting off every fucking second.
Yep.
Point where we had to be put on a whitelist on it and make up a lie to say, nah, we were just farming potatoes too quick. I think it's lag.
Which, to be fair, was true because Deus and I were also setting off the same anti-cheat by farming potatoes too fast.
Yeah. So we were sitting there just trying to get this thing going so that we could auto-farm it doing y'all's method. And ended up just giving up and going back to the bread makers because we're like, we're going to lose, but we're going to get as much as we can fucking do with this system.
Hey, Genie, do you want to talk about you going to the Nether quickly?
Me going to the Nether?
Yeah. During the potato war.
Me going to the Nether?
Because when I found this out, I was legitimately a little bit upset.
I need to know this one.
Do I need to be reminded of this? Because
yeah, remind him.
So we had these OP, very overpowered, should never be given.
Oh, the bones.
Sticks. How were you guys getting bones,
King,
Genie?
Gene, the looting stick.
Oh,
the looting 1,000 stick with the bones.
We had sticks with 1,000 sharpness and 1,000 looting, and Genie, to my knowledge, would go to the Nether and killed a shit ton of skeletons so they had enough bones to put up with
it. It was my only contribution. My only
contribution was to make sure we had bones.
And I was like, I was at a point where I didn't even know what the fuck just happened. Hold on. Okay. Could I be heard that entire time?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, both my screens just went black. I don't think I even knew at the time what I was doing this for. I was just told, take this, go kill skeletons, bring back the bones.
I handed him the stick and went, go get bones, bud.
And like, this was literally the only thing I was doing because the entire time during all this potato war stuff, I was so hard focused on a base that I kept messing up.
Your base was nice, by the way.
Thank you, but my brain was like, I want to make it this wide, but then the entrance has to be shifted one block. Now everything has to be shifted one block. Fuck, I have to terraform an entire mountain.
He did end up doing that.
I did. I terraformed an entire mountain. I don't think the back ever got finished.
Scott in the sky says, sounds familiar.
No, that was my only contribution. I was just told, hey, take this stick, go kill skeletons, bring back the bones, we need bones. I didn't know what they were being used for, I didn't know what I was doing, I just wanted a break from the mental
I think that's
sanity.
How we got you to do it, was I was like, hey, Gene, do you need a break from what you're doing? I got something for you.
Yeah, like, both of you were just, like, too locked in with this that you're like, we need another worker. Okay, child labor, let's go.
Let's go! Well, because we tried to do an automatic, like, farm using composters, but it was really fucking slow.
Yeah.
So then we just went to Gene.
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Deus. We were both still miners at this point, yes?
Yes.
So we were also doing child labor for ourselves.
Fucking both of you we were just all me and King were the only ones here who were adults, and we were the ones who were sitting here. I was calling my damn mom.
Hey, mother, could you go to my computer and go to this block in Minecraft?
I do think that is the funniest part of this entire thing was that Pokey had to convince his mom to go on his computer.
I had to convince my mom how to play Minecraft. She had never played a computer game that uses the WASD system. So I had to teach her on the fucking phone how to move my character into the spot, how to point the mouse, and then get it going. Because before that, she'd only played like The Sims and like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
He had to describe to her what a dirt block was.
I did. I had to say, okay, you gotta look down. And then what she ended up doing was it turned into like a FaceTime call, or like a Google Duo was what we had at the time. And she was like, okay, what am I doing? I was like, okay, move the mouse down just a little bit. Okay, you're perfect. Now hold right click and press F3 plus T, and now leave it. And then she was like, okay, is it good? And I looked at it, saw the potatoes getting planted, and went, yep, you're good.
Imagine you had like a 60% keyboard, so you still had to teach her how function the function keyboard.
Oh god.
Thankfully I've always been a full keyboard kid, thanks to her teaching me the numpad too early.
Mm-hmm. You know what still was though?
What's up?
Even with Gene getting all of the bones, it was too slow.
Yeah.
And Bokey being having like some very admissive like powers. Oh,
are we just straight up going into this now? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we cheated more than we said.
Explain.
So we filled a chest.
Didn't know this?
So we didn't tell Gene this either. We filled a chest with bone meal and went into creative control seed it.
I know you did tell me this.
Okay. I didn't know if we told you this or not. Yeah, we duped bone meal using creative mode so that we could keep going, and we still lost.
We did all of this and still lost by the how much amount?
By a couple mil.
By at least a mil. I think it was almost 100 exactly double chests.
Yeah. So y'all more than doubled us, I think, is what it was. You're like 3.
The great ghost in the sky has the numbers in our DMs. They wouldn't pick it. They'll pick it up right now.
Okay, they'll pick it
because
up.
Because I sent them a message as soon as we called.
I did enjoy doing it somewhat because it did teach me a lot more about Redstone than I had known in the past. Like sitting there, King having so one of our systems we had was a double chest full of regular potatoes that would always stay full.
Yeah.
Except for the bottom block would get pulled out into the system for cooking them. And that was our beginning thing because we were just like, okay, we want to make sure we have food. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, I think King, we just said, fuck it, and put everything into the fucking potato farm chests.
So the great goddess in the sky and I had both agreed that if aesthetics was taken into account, the Honey Clan would have scored higher.
Yeah.
But because it was just based on how efficient we can make potato farms, and not really based on how good we could make it look.
Yeah.
I just went all out.
She did. She just went completely all out with it. And that entire thing is the same reason why, like, y'all keep joking about it. I will never fucking do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Because that destroyed, I think, most of our sanity and mental health.
For sure.
Dude, I wasn't even a part of it. And I was just done. I was done.
You were done the second you and I were at the park and I had to call my mom.
Yeah, literally. I was like, there's no way.
The Honey Clan has had lost by 200 exactly.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And the Great Goddess in the Sky had to go to her doctors after because of the RTI in her wrist.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
Christ.
It wasn't my fault. Y'all could have done automation.
You were the one who said that we were doing the potato war.
I didn't think they'd go as far as the movies.
I almost banned you from the server when I found that out. I was so ready to whoop your ass, and I saw the world edits. Don't miss that out.
Oh yeah, no, we did use world edit too.
Yeah.
You guys use world edit?
They used world edit to copy the potatoes.
We didn't plant them. No.
No, you did because
did we?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we. I knew we used it for King's build.
I have screenshots of the logs.
Do you have the potato only screenshots?
Yes.
I don't remember that one. I remember using them for King's build. I do not remember the potatoes. So if we did that, even then, we still lost. So it doesn't matter. You got your potato crown at the end of the day and a potato stick.
I did.
Your loyalty
good. It was so good.
You had a loyalty tin hoe with unbreakable and then a golden helmet that would never break and was the equivalent of netherite.
Yep. Because it was a crown in my texture pack. And then we turned it into a flower at one point as well.
We did. I think we gave you the flower a little bit, just very shortly after. But fucking...
Right, in general, is right the screenshot for potatoes. Right
after the... we have a screenshot? Hold on. I'm, for some reason, all the way up in our list and thing. Oh, yeah, we did!
Yep.
Yeah, no, we did, for sure.
Because I didn't even know you could plant...
I didn't know either, and that's probably why we were doing it. We were like, can we do this? Holy shit, we can. That does not surprise me one bit, though, because we were just trying to sit there and be like, can we do this? Can we even have a chance here?
Yeah, because our biggest bottleneck, because Deus, the great goddess in the sky, would be sad, and when they get sad, they would mine. And so they had farmed potatoes so much that they missed mining. So I would send them on mining expeditions to go get coal and stuff for us. And they counted. You guys would use wool edit for potatoes for exactly 21 minutes.
Sorry, Sorry, we're typing back and forth real quick. Some behind the scenes stuff.
You're all good.
But yeah, no. I think the potato war was probably peak of how much we can work together and peak of how competitive we can get.
Yeah, and we learned very fast that we can go there when we need to go there.
Yeah, the difference is how we take it, because our goal is automate everything so that me and King can. I think King was doing school. I was working.
Yeah,
and then fucking Gene was the only one who was off.
I will never forget. So this is a story I don't think I've got to tell any of you yet. Maybe Deus knows. I was up farming potatoes at about 3 a.m. my time. And at this point in time, my girlfriend wanted to sleep on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. So I'd have her on my phone stand right underneath my monitor. So if she needed anything, I could see, right?
Well,
she wakes up at 3 a.m. and goes, "What are you still doing awake?" And I'm like, "You're not going to believe me. But I'm farming potatoes." She goes, "Can that just wait?" And I was like,
"No."
I was like, "You know how competitive I am, right?" She goes, "Yeah." I go, "Cannot. I will go to bed after this round." She goes, "Fine." And then the next day we talked about it. I was like, "For the next 2 weeks, just understand my sleep schedule will be messed up. I'll be going to sleep at 3, waking up at 7, and doing it all over again. Just understand." I was so competitive. I found a way, because I was PC gaming, but I also had a laptop. So I downloaded it on my laptop, and then I had one on my phone. I had an app on my phone that let me view and control my computer from it.
Oh my God.
I would be laying in bed, about to go to bed, still farming potatoes.
Dear God, man, what the fuck?
Ryan. What the
we
fuck?
We won by 200.
You could have stopped.
Double chest. I know that now, but I wanted to send a message. Oh, and the great God is in the sky. Let me use their account so the potatoes were always loaded, even when I need to go out and get coal.
I remember that.
And it was funny because people who didn't know, that Deus was offline and I was on their account would message them and be like, "Hey, can I get help with this admin stuff?" And then I'd answer back, No. Deus didn't even know this part.
Did that ever kill her, like some shit or something? That sounds like it would.
It was always the kids.
I was staff admin, so no.
Okay. It was always the kids, though. It was never like any of the big guys.
Oh, okay.
Because so the big guys knew, because they were also...
Yeah, because they were helping.
Yeah.
They were contributors.
We had one of them who was helping us make the stuff for the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I had op for a bit. That was fun.
And the biggest thing from the entirety of this potato war was right at the end. Pokey and I set off every redstone contraption we made at the exact same time.
Destroyed the server.
Destroyed TPS. Allegedly corrupted chunks and crashed the server.
So that's the that's the funny thing, and I wanted to talk about this with you guys eventually. The version of the world that they gave us whenever they shut down that server,
mm-hmm.
was prior to us setting off the redstone things. I wonder if that's true.
Do you want to set it? Do you want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for testing it. We can do that as like a TTH clip thing at some point. Yeah. G, you down?
But also, it was so corrupted because we had one of the admins make my world the same as the spawn chunks. Make my potato farm the same as the spawn chunks. So they were always loaded, and no mobs could spawn.
Yeah, that's funny. Is that why we couldn't get into it?
Yeah, at one point.
Y'all had like World Guard around it and some shit.
Because of what Deus had built for the museum, they used the same thing at our base as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, no, that was annoying.
Not only so you couldn't, but so other people couldn't as well, like the kids, because the kids always wanted to be there and help.
Yeah, that would make sense. We wanted to be there, though, and like see, like, okay, how are we doing here? And then I looked over and saw we couldn't get in. I was like, we can't even fucking tell.
Mm-hmm. But also because we had the honor code of not seeing each other's builds that we both broke.
Yeah, we both broke that.
Yeah.
To be fair, we never, me and the partner never flew that way.
No.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. King Deus followed King and vanished for an hour straight. Never mind.
Wait, what?
I was referencing Zach because Zach would go over and then show us what you guys were working on. Try to intimidate us. One point, I do think that your farms were higher than ours, or your working farms were higher than ours, because I was too lazy to rig up all of the redstone.
Yeah, they were. But we and also once just we... didn't use them all.
Yeah.
It was just the bread maker.
Yeah.
That's King. And King, did you ever
I tried to bread them? Make it, but then I realized it was so inefficient.
Dude, we made ours so efficient, it could not have run any better.
It literally couldn't have. We were so happy with it. But with that being the potato war and all that, I think with us being an hour and a half into this, we should probably start trying to call it to a close. We talked about the Honey Clan for an hour.
It's Xenoblade all over again.
Well, first of all, okay, the Honey Clan has immense lore, and we didn't even get into honey, okay? So the next Honey Clan podcast, we're going to talk about honey.
Yeah, the next time we do the Honey Clan one, we'll talk about honey and the Iona stuff and all that.
Yeah, and all the other behind the scenes.
You know what I just realized?
What's up?
You never even got to talk about Pikmin.
I know.
You don't need to.
But as is tradition, when I'm on a Trials podcast, I have a story.
Oh shit!
I don't think that I've told any of you guys.
Go for it.
So I was a wild kid, okay? Much more wild than I am now. I'm going to 7th grade middle school, right? Year 8 for you Europeans out there. I am no more than 13 years of age. Middle school, or junior high, there is an underpass that goes underneath the road that combines the middle school with the junior high. So the years four and five with years 6, 7, and 8, the underpass that connects the two, right? So you can go underneath it. One morning, because I walked to school and I would hang out in front of the school with some of my friends, we found a noose.
Huh?
We found a noose. It was tied and hanging from one of the things. So I thought I'd be funny. And so I took it off of the thing. I held it and took a picture with it. And then just dropped it.
You have this picture still?
I'd have to. It's deep in the camera. I probably don't, I'll be honest with you. So then I go in the campus and actually nothing happened, right?
Yeah.
2 periods later, I get called in the principal's office. And the vice principal... I've never once believed that any upper authority had any sort of animosity towards me, right?
Yeah.
Except for this vice principal. There was something about it that just rubbed me the wrong way. She didn't like me. I didn't like her. There was just something about each other, right? Yeah. I was an honor roll student, right? 3.5 and above. I was an honor roll student most of my years. And the vice principal was the one that handed out the awards at the award ceremonies. Every time I got up there and she went to shake my hand, she gave me a dirty look. Huh. Like I didn't deserve to be up there with the honor students. Probably because I was the only person on the list that I was actively in her office. But still, she didn't like that I was able to balance good classroom skills with the rowdiness that I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was. But anywho, I'm in her office and she pulls out a drawer and she lifts the noose up and goes, "Why did you think it was funny to bring this to campus?" I look at her, I go, "I didn't bring it there." She goes, "You were seen by security holding up this noose, and you're going to try to convince me that you didn't bring this here." And I was like, well, first and foremost, if security was paying any sort of attention, I wasn't the only person to take a picture with it. I'm not going to snitch out my brethren, but I was not the only person there.
Yeah.
Secondly, it was there hanging already. All I did was take a picture with it and put it back. And I said, take a picture with it. All I did was grab it, look at it, because I wanted to see what it was. And put it back. And she goes, "You think I'm going to fall for that? You think I'm going to believe that? Really? From you?" And I was like, first of all, white lady, that's the truth. Second of all, I didn't know that grabbing a piece of rope and putting down a piece of rope was against school code. And she was like, well, you know what it is. And I was like, no, can you enlighten me? And she looks at me, she goes, don't be a smart ass about this. She literally says, don't be a smart ass about this. You know what this was. How could I go? Can you enlighten me? Right, because at this point I'm done, right? At this point I'm done. I'm through with it. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
At this point, like she's gonna suspend me for whatever. Right? She goes, okay. So we have two options here. One, that's gonna happen today. The other option, I'm gonna in school suspend you for a day. And I was like, so you're gonna take me out of my classes because I held a piece of rope. And she goes, you're not gonna let me say option two? That's it. We're calling your dad too. And I was like, call him. It's a piece of rope. And so she calls my dad and she goes, your son tied a noose and brought it to school. And my dad goes, without skipping a beat, how did he afford to buy rope?
Oh, fuck.
So the vice principal didn't like me prior to this. Probably didn't like me any more than that. And I was suspended.
Did you ever figure out what option two was?
Option two was that she was going to call my dad.
Oh, okay.
And still in school suspend me. But it was either it was either be in school suspended and have to write an apology letter or something, or call my father. And she was like, you know what? I'm just going to call your dad. And then I'm in school suspended, right? And so the in-school suspension was like adjacent. The room was adjacent to her office. Mm-hmm. So I would just look in and be like, and just tie a noose in front of, but like in the air, you know?
Oh my God.
And then just go back. Again, I was a feisty kid, okay? And I knew she didn't like me. And she knew I didn't like her. So it was a mutual thing. It was probably the only upper authority I ever believed didn't like me. But she deserved it. You were a
vindictive ass kid.
She deserved it, first of all, okay? All I did was hold a piece of rope.
Yeah, well, that's all you did.
Yeah.
That's all you did.
Yeah.
It was funny, though, huh?
It was funny, huh?
Dude, moral of the story, if you're in junior high school, don't hold up a noose. And if you do, don't let security see. Go in the underpass. Don't do it. Don't do it in front of the school.
I just want to know why it was there.
I don't know. Probably some edgy high school to put it there.
Probably. Someone just brought it in there probably as a prop. It was just like, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Then you got suspended for it.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
It's funny.
I think it's more fucked up of what my dad said.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny, though. So good with that.
That was funny, though. Oh, God. All right. Are we ready to wrap this?
I think we're ready to wrap this up.
Yeah.
That ready to wrong kind
it.
Of rap, bud.
I get it. I get it.
Are we? Is you so, Perry?
Perry?
There once was
a man named.
Oh, my God. Crackhead energy comes out right at the end. Okay, Gene, are you doing this outro or am I?
Dude, we haven't done an outro for this in so long. At this point, just go for it.
Okay, so I do it this time?
Right, no, so guys, thank you so much for watching this fight.
I actually have something for this, okay?
Okay.
So last podcast you guys got, I said I would give you guys a quote. And I kind of cut it off before I could actually say it, so I wanted to make it up to you guys by actually reading off a quote. All right. So let me just find a good one right here. Lion.